with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Eddie Marr, the lovely Lena Romay, the gifted idol of the Ivories, Carmen Cavallaro, the mistress of merry mix-up, Vera Veig, and starring that star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's picture, Yolanda and the Thief, that's Billy Burke of the YMCA, Frank Morgan.
Thank you, Kenneth, my boy, thank you. And I must say, that was a suitable reception for a man important enough to have spent the entire day with a quartet called the Sportsman. I did the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
You, Frank, a recording artist?
Well, certainly. If Sinatra's lost his voice, someone's got to stand by.
Yes, but, Frank, you certainly don't expect to take over the Bobby Sockers.
No, but someone has to appeal to the corset crowd.
Lovely Lena Romay, star of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Picture Weekend at the Waldorf, sings one of the current leaders in the jukebox sweepstakes. Tampico, play it to win, Lena.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place for you to go. Tampico, Tampico, where banana boats all go. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico. If you are planning a trip, come down to Tampico way. Those lovely tropical scenes will make you want to stay. Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go. There are no strangers down there. It's all a big family, because they greet you with their good neighbor policy.
Oh, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
The senoritas down there are sentimental and shy, and once they whisper hello, you never say goodbye.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico.
Tampico, Tampico,
that's the place to go.
You buy a Spanish guitar to woo a maiden so sweet. She'll ask you if you can play something with a boogie beat. Each day, and soon you're happy to live the Pan-American way. Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go. That's the place for you to go. Tampico, Mexico.
Beautiful, Lena. That was simply beautiful. In a moment, the Charioteers do that grand old spiritual, In His Care.
Well, one day as I was walking down that lonesome road,
my Lord, an
angel spoke unto me,
and he
filled my heart with joy.
Oh,
one day as I was
walking
down that lonesome road,
singing,
I thank God I'm in His care.
Hallelujah.
Since I'm in His care, in my Savior's care.
Hallelujah.
Since I'm in His care, in His care.
Lord, 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 Lord.
King Jesus got His arms all around me. No evil thoughts can harm me, for I thank God I'm in His care.
How old
Daniel, he was a good man.
Good man.
Prayed three times a day.
My Lord, the
angels came to the window
to
hear what Daniel had to say.
Oh,
Daniel, he was a good man.
Good man.
Prayed three times a day.
Pray.
I thank God I'm in His care.
Hallelujah.
his care.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
King Jesus got his arms all around me. No evil thought can harm me, for I thank God I'm in his care.
Inspiring charity is wonderful. Now, let me see. What was I thinking of?
No, Mr. Morgan!
Sure, I couldn't have been thinking of that. Well, it's beer of eggs.
I guess I'm just a social butterfly at heart, flitting from one dangerous thrill to another. You've heard of the moth that flies too near the flame?
Yes.
Well, last night I singed my cocoon.
Have you sent in a report to the Audubon Society?
Oh, hello, everybody. May I interrupt?
Well, yes, certainly, dear. Just poke your big nose right in.
Hello, Miss Vague.
Hello, dear.
I'm so happy tonight. I'm wearing one of the first pair of new nylons. Aren't they nice?
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, and they fit so snugly. Tell me, dear, are those your kneecaps or are you snuggling walnuts?
Oh, Miss Vague, such a delightful sense of humor.
I thought you'd like it. You know, I'm so naive, I still believe there's a Santa Claus.
You should, finding work at your age.
Oh, bless your heart. You're really so cute. Would you mind if I patted your cheek? Oh, my goodness, it's so soft.
Really?
Yes, your skin feels just like a smooth spare tire. Oh, dear, I guess I'm right back in my old form.
Yes, and you have my sympathy. Oh, Carmen Cavallaro, how would you like to play a number for us right about now?
Well, I'd love to, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, Carmen Cavallaro.
Well, hello, Miss Vague. Nice to see you again.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, Mr. Cavallaro, I've been hoping all week that you'd call me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you see, I couldn't very well call you. I'm much too shy. Here, let me jot my phone number on your forehead.
Please, Miss Vague, the boy already has enough on his mind.
I know, Mr. Morgan, but I enjoy his playing. So, you know, Mr. Cavallaro, I was at your last concert. There must have been 500 people in the audience.
Miss Vague, it was closer to 1,000.
Oh, do you count the women, too?
Miss Vague, yes. You're so charming.
Thank you.
Should think you would always be attracted to men. You know, there's no reason why you should be married until you're a ripe old age.
Oh, well, Mr. Cavallaro, let's face it. I'm not only ripe, I'm slushy.
While the citrus growers inspect Miss Vague, Carmen Cavallaro plays Cole Porter's eternal classic, Begin the Begin. Begin, Carmen.
Thank you.
Carmen, that number was filled with all the adventure and spirit that I like in a song.
Thank you very much, Miss Morgan.
It has the same flavor of that robust sea shanty.
Oh, the old bold mate of Henry Morgan.
Henry Morgan.
Why, certainly.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me the pirate
right?
adventurer Henry Morgan was a relative of yours, Frank.
Are you joking, blunderbuss? Why, there was really a swashbuckling adventurer. Many a story I've heard of the time he manned his sturdy boat and, fighting treacherous winds, shot through the Straits of Magellan, shot through the Straits of Good Hope, and shot through the Straits of Gibraltar.
Where was he going?
Well, after three shots, who cares? But the greatest seafaring man of them all was my buccaneer ancestor, Pennsylvania Morgan. One of the Pittsburgh pirates. So great is my admiration for him that I always carry the personal diary of his exploits in my pocket.
Frank, could you be talked into reading some of it for us?
Well, maybe if somebody said the word.
Well?
That's the word. Sailing through the shark-infested waters in the year 1650, writes Uncle Morgan, I was peering out from the forecastle when the skipper rushed up and said...
Captain Morgan.
Yes.
I've just been going over our sailing charts, and according to your figures and calculations,
yes.
This boat is now in the middle of Chinatown.
Ridiculous! I've sailed the seven seas for years, and I say it's utterly impossible for this boat to be in Chinatown.
Ahoy, Tai, see me, Dong Hao, Kao Ching, you may. Li Chi, Chow Me, Zing Pao, Hai Toy, Boing Ding.
Well, don't just stand there. Get the laundry ready. Having had the starch taken out of me, and sailing at a brisk pace over the Spanish Main, I noticed that my men aboard were upset. So I walked up to their ringleader, Short Joe Nickel, distant relative of Long John Silver. And he said,
Captain, we've captured this stowaway. Says the name is Vera Vague.
Vera, interesting. Is it a man or a woman?
Puzzles you too, eh?
Captain Morgan, I'm a stowaway, I know, but please have mercy. Right. I just had to get away. I was going crazy.
Crazy. But, young lady, you're the only woman on a ship with 500 men.
Well, I'm not as crazy as I thought.
I was about to agree with her when two sailors came up to me.
Captain, this is the day you were going to inspect the ship, fore and aft.
Oh, yes, I know how to get aft, but how do I get fore?
Little Joe, two deuces.
Yes, making my point with one dice, I turned and said, men, I've just dropped the anchor.
Butterfingers!
As I was leaving to go down the gangplank, I was startled when I heard...
Captain Morgan, me another stowaway.
Well, who's that man with you?
He my son. Him English soldier. Him old dragoon.
Yeah, well, drag your own goon out there. I'm going to... Setting foot on the sandy shoals, I noticed with quickening interest the peculiar actions of a man nearby. And as I moved closer, I watched him pace as he muttered.
Two steps forward, three steps back, two steps to the right, and three steps to the left.
What are you doing, my man? Hunting buried treasure?
No, I'm opening a branch office for Arthur Murray.
Writing his name on my card for the next walk, I suddenly remembered a map I had tattooed on my chest. And following its directions, I set out in search of buried treasure. After 3 weeks of heartbreaking toil, I still hadn't found it. One day, just as I was about to give up hope, I heard a voice say...
You say you're looking for buried treasure? You say you want pieces of eight? Get your treasure map here. Each and every map guaranteed to produce you a fortune.
Only pieces of eight?
You say you ain't satisfied? You say you're not getting enough for your money? Tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
Pieces of nine.
Fearing that inflation had set in, I hurriedly sent out a call for my crew, and as I stood on the bridge watching them return to the ship, I realized what a band of cutthroats they were. Here was this grisly lot swaggering along after a weekend of boisterous frivolity. An ancient sea chanty poured from their bloodthirsty lips. This song suggested foul play. So I set sail immediately. Leaving the breakwater, I was peacefully standing at the bow of the ship when the stowaway again approached me and spoke.
Oh, Captain Morgan, what is that you're hiding under your cloak?
This is a rare specimen I've just captured on the island. It's a talking crow. Listen while it speaks.
I am a talking crow, and I'm willing to gamble that I'm the only talking crow alive.
Oh, well, hello. I'm Vera Bay.
Hold your cards, folks. There may be a mistake.
Giving them the forwarding address of Moran and Mac, I was again looking over the horizon when I saw two vessels approaching. Just then, Miss Vague said...
What are those two boats, Captain?
Well, the one in front is a scow, and the one behind is a smaller one.
Oh, isn't that cute? A scow and its little staff.
Leaning over to get a closer look at the scab, I carelessly lost my balance and fell into the briny deep. Before I could swim to the rope ladder, I was in the clutches of a giant octopus. Help! I yelled.
Oh, Captain, what's the matter?
I'm down here in the water with a creature, and he's hugging and crushing me with 1,500 arms. What'll I do?
Find out if he's got a friend for me.
Hitting the oxo on the foot, I was pulled aboard by my men, and to my amazement, I found my ship had been boarded, and this time by a gaily bedecked privateer. Drawing myself up to my full height, I barked, "Who are you?"
"I'm Terrible Potter, and I'm going to kill all the men and kiss all the women."
"Do what you will with the men, but leave the women alone."
"Captain Morgan, you keep your big mouth out of there."
"I thank you, ma'am. And as for you, get off this boat or I'll aim a broadside at you." "How?" "With you, anywhere I aim is a broadside." Running him through, and this was no easy task, I was recognized as a hero, and as the crew hoisted me to their shoulders, we started singing.
"Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. Oh, beware."
You take it, Barnacle.
Reckless too, carefree mind all the time, never blue.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not required. I'm all alone, running wild. I'm running wild, lost control. Running wild, running wild. Feeling gay, reckless too. Can't free mind all the time, never blue.
Why? I'm just running wild, just running wild, just running wild.
Well played, Carmen. Next, we'll hear lovely Lino Romano.
Right.
If you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed, you're strolling in the park, the stars so right above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be.
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be
kissed. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above.
You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love.
Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing that you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be. Feeling that says you ought to be. Feeling that says you gotta be.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lena. Well, that's all for tonight, folks. See you next week.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.